All right, we've got the new volleyball coach for Pinckneyville on the line, the legendary Mike Lane. Coach, welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Wednesday night was a bit of a shock all around. I don't think too many people really knew that the Pinckneyville job was open to begin with, but then you throw in a name like Mike Lane and you get people saying, wow, what a move. What motivated you to go after this position?
Well, I saw that Kathy had took another job, and she did a remarkable job with that program. And I had the opportunity, I believe, to help them. And I know they're just a great community and a ton of talent at this at the high school level. So I took a chance and applied for it.
You know, this Panthers team that you're taking over, they're a team that really knows what they're doing. They made it to the Sweet 16 last year. The past 3 years, the program has accrued about 90 wins or so. There's experience, a winning culture. When a coach takes over a program, usually they have to start instilling those before they can even really start implementing their system. But here, you really get to focus on putting that system right in because you don't have to worry about teaching that winning culture at Pinckneyville.
Yeah, that's just an absolute glorious thing. Like I said, Kathy did an amazing job with those kids and building the program to the status it is today. You know, when I started and took over Murfreesboro in 1998, I think the most games they won in 5 or 10 years were 5 games a year, you know. And so building the culture and taking it to that level was just something that, you know, you do when you go into a program. But the blessing that I have here at Pinckneyville and the opportunity that I have is that it's pretty much made, and we need to just get to work and build on that.
You know, the timing of the news came at a pretty interesting time. I'm sure it wasn't built that way, but just earlier in the day, IHSA and the governor released their plans for the upcoming sports calendar, and volleyball gets pushed back to the spring. Normally you'd be rushing at this point to get to know these girls and implement that system that we talked about and really figure out that player and coach chemistry, but and you'd only have maybe, you know, about a month at most before the first game. But here now you've got 6 months to really start building that chemistry and get everything going the way that you want.
Yeah, what a true blessing. I thought we were going to just kind of get our feet into the fire, but you know, with the circumstances as they are, understandably so, the IHSA made some decisions and gave us some guidelines and outlooks as to what things are going to look like. I've never played high school volleyball in the spring. When I coached junior high volleyball, I'm kind of used to that. But, you know, being able to have 20 contact days from September 7th to October 31st, a time for them to build trust with me, and I'm trust, you know, and them learn me, and we learn each other, build relationships of family dynamic and just kind of get to work molding into what my system is that may be different from the previous coaches. And so it's going to be a huge blessing for me as our coaching staff to be able to get to know these kids and to, you know, just kind of get to work, you know, like it would be in a summer situation with the contact days before your season would start.
You're talking about your time at Murfreesboro those first couple of years, you know, having to go through the trenches kind of and slog through the mud. But over time, you became a legend at Murfreesboro, a pair of stints there and 20 total years, about 500 wins over that. Lots of postseason success. Your legacy is already cemented here in the Southern Illinois area. With all of that in mind, what are you hoping to achieve at Pinckneyville?
Well, I just want to have them become the best that they can be. You know, my programs are built on family and built on hard work and doing it the right way. And when you do that successfully every day, you just chip away at it, and then success will come your way. You know, we're just going to do it the right way and work hard. And, you know, to put a bar on there to what we're going to achieve, we're going to be the best that we can be, and we're going to represent the community in a professional fashion, and we are going to put a product on that floor that I believe the community could be behind and get proud of.
You know, it came to a surprise for me last night when the announcement was made, because to be honest, I wasn't sure if you were going to get back in the coaching ring, and certainly not as soon as it all came about. You know, I know you took about a year off, but do you have maybe a timeline in mind for how much longer your career will last? I think some people, like I said, thought maybe Mike Lane was done with coaching, but do you maybe have X amount of years in your mind, or are they going to have to drag you off the sidelines kicking and screaming?
You know, I don't know. I thank you for that, Matt. I just, you know, it just felt right. The last year I was able to see my last daughter play college volleyball up at Wren Lake, and I was also blessed to get asked to be a volunteer assistant at SIU under the tutelage of Ed Allen, and what a great experience that's been. So I've still been involved in the game. It was like an out of culture shock that I was able to, you know, volunteer some time at SIU and still be involved in the game a little bit, and then still be a dad on the sidelines and be able to watch my kid play. But as a timeline, you know, I'm going to do it as long as I feel that I'm doing it 100% and being there and doing well with the kids, you know, and giving them the guidance and direction I think that they need.
What was the top thing that you learned from Ed Allen working with him at SIU?
You know, his program is it just all of his philosophies that he does and how he goes about his business professionally is absolutely outstanding. And it's just really a mirror approach to what I try to instill in our younger kids. But, you know, his dynamic of his practice schedules were really, really neat to see. And, you know, there's always many ways to skin a cat, so to speak. But it was just really neat to learn how he just held everybody accountable, but still held it in a professional manner with relationships that just keeps getting built.
Looking at the river to river now, you're going from the Ohio division to the Mississippi division. Is there any significance in that move in terms of style of play, how things will be different?
Well, those two conferences are really intertwined because in my opinion, because we play a conference tournament back in the past that everybody would join in, and then you're out of league games. We would schedule, you know, with the Nashville, we would schedule with the Carterville, we would schedule with the past Spartas and Pinckneyville. And so really there's not that much difference other than the fact that now you're going to, instead of competing against them on an, out of conference play and your regular season matches, now they're going to mean a little bit more with the, being the Nashvilles, et cetera. And so I'm used to the river to river, I believe, I'm really looking forward to the challenge.
You know, looking at the Mississippi division, I think a lot of people headed into this year thinking it was going to be a fall sport was thinking the Mississippi is going to be a really tough division to play in, let alone the river to river, but especially the Mississippi, because I've heard a lot of people talk about Carterville hiring Nathan Emmerich and then already looking at their talent they have there, really call them a sleeping giant. And then, of course, Nashville, of course, and DuCoin has had quite a bit of success recently as well. I think it's going to be a tough division as a whole just to compete in, and it'll be one of those things where one loss could really set you back pretty far. Do you agree, Coach?
Well, I think the talent on the Mississippi side this year is really, really good. Great hire by Carterville with Nathan Emmerich, and with DuCoin, and then you got Josh Conkle that's been a legend up in Nashville for years. And so you're gonna have to make sure that you're taking care of business day in and day out. I mean, there's really gonna be no time off, and with that said, that's my job. You know, my job is to keep the girls focused and just make sure that we trust the process and do it together.
Coach, I'll give you the final word here. What's your final message as the new coach of the Pinckneyville Panthers volleyball team?
Well, my final message is I can't wait to meet them. I can't wait to get to work. It's a true blessing and an opportunity that the administration and the community has given me and trusted in me, you know. So it's going to be a little different a little bit for me to have to drive up there, but I can't wait to, just work with them and get things rolling.
Well, I want to thank you for your time, Coach. We're looking forward to some volleyball, and now what's going to be February and March.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit, yep.